Epilogue. 1 month later. Kat snuggled closer to Sin as they lay entwined in bed. There was nothing she adored more than feeling his hard muscles against her naked body. If she could, she'd spend eternity right here. But they'd been in bed for almost 14 hours, and sooner or later they'd have to get up to attend to business in the casino, and the business of patrolling for Galu. They still hadn't found the location of the Demi, but so far the demon hadn't gone on a rampage. Kat wasn't sure if that was good or not. She was glad the lone Demi wasn't killing humans willy-nilly, but it must be killing someone in order to survive. And it would continue to do so until they located it. Sighing, she heard Sin's cell phone going off again. "Damien," she said, recognizing the ringtone.
"Probably."
Sin rolled over to rub noses with her. She wrapped her body around his and moaned at the wonderful sensation of him on top of her. "Aren't you going to answer it?"
"Eventually. First, I have something I want to do."
She gave him a wicked grin. "I thought you already did that." His gold eyes burned into hers as he stared at her as if he could eat her up.
"Not yet."
He pressed his lips to hers. Kat sighed at the taste of him, until she felt the electric surge of powers moving from him to her again. She tried to pull away, but Sin held her close, until she felt every bit of her old power. Only then did he release her. His gaze searched her face and body, as if afraid he'd harmed her.
"Did it work? Are all your powers back?"
She nodded. He let out a relieved breath.
"Good. I've been trying to figure out how to do that since you gave them to me. You know it's not easy to control all that power."
"Yes, I do know." She cupped his cheek in her hand. "It's how I accidentally depleted a certain Sumerian as a young woman and almost killed him."
"That was what I was afraid of doing with you. I didn't want to hurt you, but I want you back as you were."
"Why?"
"Because I love that about you, and I don't want to take anything from you. I only want to make your life as great as you make mine."
Warmth filled her at his words. "So I guess this means that you've abandoned all your quests to get back at Artemis, huh?" A devilish glint appeared in his eyes. He only looked like that when he was plotting something.
"No, not entirely."
"What do you mean?" He shrugged before he nipped at her lips.
"I've just found a better form of vengeance than killing her."
"And that is?" His eyes glowed warmly as he locked gazes with her.
"I want to see the look on her face when you tell her she's going to be a grandma."
Kat laughed. He was absolutely evil, but that was what she loved most about him. "Then get dressed, my sweet, and we'll go make your day."